There's just one independent hog broker left in Missouri, and you'll find him at the intersection of two major rural roads in Osage County.
I run Central Hog Market, LLC. Rick Bax is my name.
Central Hog Market is an open-air truss barn that provides temporary housing for hogs that will depart for processing plants within hours of their arrival. Bax's barn can hold up to 300 animals. One recent shipment had 18 antibiotic-free hogs. Right now, they're the loudest.
I look at a pig and I see two loins, two hams, two bacons, some nice pork steaks.
The sales are conducted in a small office with particle board walls with signs that say things like, America's best pork depends on good livestock handling.
Most of these farmers will be good husbands of the animals. We just don't need special interest groups, you know, trying to put their, I don't want to say city ways, but different ways on this rural area.
But that's exactly what's happening. More and more, consumers take an interest in how their food is produced, even if they've never been in a hog barn or raised an animal. Missouri State Representative Tom Lerner says that's a disturbing trend.
I always knew that there was a rub between the urban areas and the rural areas. I did not realize how many people did not understand where their food came from. Then you didn't have to kill an animal to get what you was going to eat. Well, we get our food from the store.
So Lerner has sponsored a bill that would protect Missouri farmers from consumer whims.
It shall be the right of persons to raise livestock in a manner adhering to state and local laws and ordinances as enacted as of August 28, 2012, or at the commencement of operations, whichever is later.
As he reads, Lerner sits in an office with a Missouri River view. Behind him on the wall is a taxidermy wreath fashioned from barbed wire. In the center, a game bird is frozen in flight. He says farmers have spent lots of money building businesses with techniques now under attack.
It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to do that and change their whole operations. And when they're out, they're out.
But for animal rights activists, a farmer's financial loss doesn't mean much. It's a moral issue, right from wrong. Animal rights activist Temple Grandin has compared farming methods such as confining a pregnant pig to a crate, like living your life sitting in a coach class airline seat. And farmer and author Nicolette Han Nyman says that if Sweden and the UK can ban crates, then it shouldn't be an issue for the US.
If it violates the basic, you know, fundamental values that we have, just our gut instinct tells us this is wrong, then it is wrong.
Her husband founded Nyman Ranch, one of the original suppliers of pork to Chipotle. The ranch still works with farmers who raise animals outdoors and crate-free.
When you consider, you know, the overall welfare of the animals involved, it's a small price to pay for all of those, you know, many, many hours of suffering that are avoided by allowing them to be out of the crates.
And this view is changing the market. This year, McDonald's, Hormel, and the largest producer of pork in the country, Smithfield, vowed to stop buying pork from farmers who raise hogs in crates. Carl Esbeck is a professor of law at the University of Missouri and says if you have a good product and you meet some consumer demands, you'll likely succeed.
This law would skew the pure marketplace because it gives one group in the debate a leg up where they can, if they're starting to lose out, they can say, well, we have this legal right, and that trumps whatever your arguments are to the contrary.
Think of Apple or Nike, Esbeck says. Those companies are subject to consumer worries over products made with cheap labor abroad, but people still buy iPhones and running shoes.
Two very large, successful American industries have entered into the marketplace, made accommodations, made adjustments, but nonetheless are able to manufacture cheaply and compete. I would think agribusiness in Missouri could do the same, and they don't need this law, which would codify for them a right of the status quo.
The Right to Raise Animals bill has failed three times, but it recently passed the Missouri House and is currently being considered by state senators. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.